The patient was Arthur Walker, ARTHURWALKER. Date of birth is 5/26/1944. Date of accident is 6/18/2022. And date of service will be 6/12/2023. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. And the patient reports that he is feeling 50% better, although he is suffering from pain in the right forearm, which is slightly more better than before, and it is not as tight as before. He still feels dizzy. He has headaches. He has not severe headaches, mild headaches, and there is a loss of equilibrium. And he suffered from TBI symptoms consisting of headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, loss of equilibrium, and loss of balance. And he also does have a memory problems. And at this time, patient has no pain in the neck, only one or two, just more like a discomfort. In the lower back, patient reports that his pain is also minimal, only two on a scale of 1 to 10. He denies any radiation of pain to the arms or the legs. As we know, the patient was involved in an automobile accident earlier on 6/18/2022 in a head-on collision by another car. This impact caused him severe headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, nightmare, blurred vision. He was seen at the Providence Hospital initially. Patient has chosen to be on physical therapy and a continuation of chiropractic treatment and medications. Since the time of accident, we have initially seen him on 11/2/2022. Since then, patient has been continuously been going for physical therapy 3 times per week, and traction massage has been provided. His right forearm has a tendonitis in the area. Patient doesn't want any injection treatments, but he does want physical therapy, which has been ongoing. His dizziness is improving slightly. The patient was provided a referral for a neuropsych that has yet not been done yet. Kindly review the chart for ADLs or system review for the attentional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. And physical examination reveals blood pressure 141/85, pulse is 53, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit, which is 5/10/2023. Dictation number is 0515-019. Diagnosis, the same plan is as follows. The patient does have a mild diabetes, and it is possible that his pain in the right forearm could be related to a peripheral neuritis rather than coming from a tendonitis involving the elbow and the wrist. We are not sure yet, and we are still evaluating. The patient will meanwhile continue his physical therapy 3 times per week in the neck, lower back, the right forearm, right wrist. And he'll see the primary care physician for further evaluation of his diabetes and control of diabetes. He remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. He was provided an antivirus 25 milligram 90 tablets for this, for the dizziness. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and he is otherwise stable. We discussed the issue of neuropsych evaluation that is still not done. He already was provided with a neck brace, back brace, cervical traction, ACE bandage, and shower chair. Medications, he has been provided with a compounding cream consisting of ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, carbapentin, lidocaine, pralocaine. Naltrexone capsules were provided. He's also given a Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day, and lidocaine ointment is provided. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.